why President Trump may be walking away from USMCA, and emerging diseases impacting Indiana soybeans. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. A major trade agreement that underpins billions of dollars in U.S. farm exports could be headed for a showdown. President Trump has expressed deep reluctance to renew the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, raising fresh concerns for farmers who depend on trade with our North American neighbors.
Well, I'm not looking to renew it. I made the deal. And the primary reason I made the deal is that NAFTA was the worst trade deal I've ever seen.
The USMCA replaced NAFTA in 2020 and currently supports $2 trillion a year in trade. However, Trump dismissed America's economic dependence on its closest neighbors, citing rising trade deficits.
I don't know that I'm going to renew it because, to be honest with you, the United States does much better. Hey, we don't need anything that Canada has. We don't need anything that Mexico has, but they need everything that we have.
Canada and Mexico purchase roughly one-third of all U.S. ag exports, bringing in nearly $60 billion a year. Also, a new study from Purdue University warns that American consumers would also feel the sting, noting that the agreement currently saves the average household roughly $700 a year on grocery bills. Despite the friction, President Trump says he remains in contact with leaders from Canada and Mexico.
And they have to treat us better. You know, with Mexico and Canada, we have trade deficits. We should have surpluses with them. We don't need their cars. We don't need their lumber. We don't need their energy. We don't need anything that they have.
Trade officials are scheduled to meet next week in Washington, though the agreement's long-term future may now be deeply in doubt. I'm CJ Miller.